Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
The government and the Obama administration have absolutely lost their mind on the so-called same-sex or transsexual change surgeries. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this. Matt, you said this some time ago, and Rachel Maddow on MSNBC mocked you for saying that it would never happen, but yet here it is. Medicare beneficiaries now who say that they are, quote, transgender or transsexual, may now receive coverage for sex reassignment surgeries, according to a federal health board that recently ruled. Here it is. So our federal dollars are going to pay people who have mental disorders, who are male, clearly identified biologically, DNA, indisputably as male, but in their mind they want to be female, so they want to have hormones of the opposite sex, and then they want to go through plastic surgery. And our federal dollars, yours and my hard-earned money, will pay for these kinds of mutilations of their body.
And we will be forced to be complicit in this grave evil of perfectly healthy men and women to be sterilized. That's what we're talking about here. They'll never be able to physically have children, to go through this this mutilation surgery, cosmetic procedure that is supposed to somehow make them look female or look male. It never works. You can see a man and you know, wearing a wig and high heels and so forth. And even if he's had the surgery, more often than not, you say, "Ooh, there's a man who is just sexually confused and has gender confusion." And it's a sad thing to witness, and your heart breaks for these individuals, but they need to get their mind and their mental health in line with their God-given sex, not try to mutilate their bodies to represent their gender disorder.
You know, Johns Hopkins University was the first institution in the United States to do what's called sex reassignment surgery. Now, you really don't change your sex, understand what's happening here. You take hormones of the opposite sex. So if you're male, you take estrogen. If you're female, you take testosterone in higher levels, which obviously has health risk in and of themselves. Yeah. When you're taking these high levels of estrogen or testosterone, contrary to your own human makeup. So you do that for a period of time, and then you go through plastic surgery. So if you're a woman, you have a mastectomy. If you're a man, you have a phallectomy. You can even have your vocal cords shaved to change the pitch of your voice. There's all kinds of things that you do, but it's all plastic surgery. Your DNA, everything else is the same. You can make yourself look like a Barbie doll if you want to, but you're not Barbie. You can cut up your body and mutilate it, but you're still who you are internally. So this is just plastic surgery. You're not changing anything other than plastic surgery. Johns Hopkins was the first institution to actually do that, and they abandoned that because they found that there were people who went through the surgery, say, for example, a man who then had a phallectomy and other kinds of plastic surgery, and they took estrogen. And then after they had gone through that hugely invasive surgery that puts them at physical risk, for which they have to take hormones for the rest of their lives, they decided that they really wanted to be a man. So they wanted to go back to being where they were before and look like a man instead of a woman. And they found that there was no benefit in it. So they abandoned it. And one of the people who was involved in that surgery says this: you don't give liposuction to an anorexic. You don't actually try to comport the body to match a mentally disordered mind. Somebody who thinks that they're overweight, but they're really not. You don't give them liposuction to satisfy their disordered mind, their mental condition. You do mental behavior intervention. And that's the same thing that you have with this. This is a mental disorder. This is still a mental disorder. I don't care how many ways you want to cut it. This is a mentally disturbed condition.
And now we have these hipster, liberal parents that are so open-minded that their brain has fallen out, abusing children now, a 9-year-old in Great Britain being given hormone therapy could permanently damage this individual. And here, right here in the United States, Jeff and Hillary Whittington posted this sappy video on YouTube, and it was played at the Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast that is supposed to be for the Inspiration Award, where they are literally... It's just abuse of what they're doing to their child, the 6-year-old Ryland Whittington, a precious little girl who likes to wear kind of a tomboy, I guess, and likes to wear boys' clothes and everything. So they are pigeonholing this little girl into a transgender identity, and they play this video with this, you know, music. It's supposed to make you feel good, and it's horrific if you watch it. You know, and this little child is caught in the crosshairs.
Yeah, to take this little kid, put her on a YouTube, and then send it out, and now it's had over 4 million views. And take this kid and now start giving this little girl testosterone at age 6.
And that's abuse.
Yeah, to give this kid testosterone. You know, for men to take additional testosterone has health consequences. For a woman to take testosterone at high enough levels to make it have an impact has significant health consequences, and this is something they're going to have to do for the rest of their life.
Well, there are actually doctors out there that are so irresponsible, they're recommending early childhood transition. Get this, Matt, in order to prevent the onset of puberty. Come on. I mean, how do that? I mean, is there another word than abuse
for
that?
What we've done is we've crossed the line of sanity so that there is no right or wrong. There is no black and white. There is no moral compass anymore. And you can't even begin to get your head wrapped around this absurdity because it is not comprehensible. Just like, for example, private first class or private Chelsea.
Bradley Manning.
Yeah, they call it, but it was Bradley Manning. It was Private Bradley Manning. Remember Private Bradley Manning?
The traitor.
This was the person who was in the military that gave classified documents to WikiLeaks. That person was going through and as Exhibit A as to why you don't want homosexuality and transsexuality in the military. This resulted in a national security leak. Private Bradley Manning was someone who wanted to be a woman, was going through all the conflicts, and ended up giving highly classified information to a private civilian source that was then published worldwide.
And he stated it was because he didn't like how he was being treated in the military based on his homosexual proclivities.
Which goes back to Exhibit A, why having homosexuality right. and transsexuality in the military is wrong, why it is a national
it's
security
just one
risk.
Reason.
Just one reason. And now this Private Bradley Manning wants to be called Chelsea, and the Pentagon is now saying it's okay to transfer Manning to a private prison, civilian prison, in order to get treatment for gender disorder, in other words, to get hormone treatment, and then to get federally funded later plastic surgery to do the so-called surgical intervention.
They used to imprison or even take people to the gallows or, you know, for sedition and for treason. And instead, we're getting a tax. This Bradley Manning is getting taxpayer-funded so-called sex change operation.
In a private civilian prison, this has crossed the line of absurdity. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. We need to have some common sense return to our country. lc.org for more information. You can also order the book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk and Sexual Sabotage. It's a book worth reading. Again, the book is Sexual Sabotage by Dr. Judith Reisman. It will literally lay the foundation for this absurdity that we're talking about. It goes all the way back to Kinsey in his 1948-1953 books. Dr. Reisman also speaks about this in the book that we publish for New Revolution Publishers, and that is Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. It talks about Kinsey. You need to understand the roots of where all this comes from. So this was something laid back in 1948, 1953. When you begin to see the foundation, all this becomes very clear why it's happening and what its ultimate agenda is. Its agenda is to abolish the concept of gender and to have all restrictions on human sexuality lifted. And ultimately, it's an attack on God himself, on the very notion that there is God. Again, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can order the book Sexual Sabotage, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, and Same-Sex Marriage Putting Every Household at Risk.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.